and was to collect funds for the Heifer Project and help people in need throughout the world. Okay. Well, yeah, we've got a good group of... Jessica's got something she's going to share after the church with the boys, or after our time here. Anyway, do you know what's coming up soon? What's coming up this Thanksgiving, of course. And I was going to ask you, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? Pumpkin pie. I like that one. Anybody else have a favorite Thanksgiving food? What is yours?
Turkey
is always a favorite. Ham sometimes, and sometimes chicken. But yeah, we all have favorite Thanksgiving foods. And what I wanted to do was to kind of remember the first Thanksgiving. And I didn't have a chance this week. We had other activities, and I didn't have a chance to really look this up. So on the way to church today, we stopped by, and I had a chance to check on the internet, and I found a page about Thanksgiving and found out more than I ever knew and about Thanksgiving, including what they had at that first Thanksgiving. Some of the things I don't know if you remember. You remember the Thanksgiving was celebrated by the pilgrims and the Indians back a long time ago, over 300 years ago, 375 years ago or so, back in 1621. Some of the things we forget is why they were celebrating Thanksgiving. The pilgrims had come to America the year before in their boat, the Mayflower and other boats, and they had spent a hard winter. They got over here and they found out that all their plans for starting a settlement weren't going to work out quite the same. They brought seed that didn't really work in this climate, and they tried build houses, and their houses really weren't appropriate for the climate here. And so by the end of the winter, that first winter in 1620, they were a sad, bedraggled group. And there was an Indian couple that came walking by, and they saw this group of people trying to live there on the coastline there in Massachusetts. And sure, these Indians, they could actually speak English. One was named Squanto, and his wife was named Samoset. And they had actually learned English from an Englishman that had come and visited their village and actually had taken them back to England and introduced them to the royal court there, and that's where Squanto met his wife, and then they'd come back home, and they'd had a lot of other things happen in their life. But they came along, and they saw all these English people, and they asked them what was wrong, and they started helping them. And they helped them that spring to learn how to fish, and they taught them the things that would grow in this area, and they taught them how to build houses that were appropriate for the land there. So by the time fall came around, they were pretty well set. Their crops were coming in, and they had nice warm places to live. And so they went out to Squanto and Samoset, and they said, "Well, why don't you come and join us for a Thanksgiving celebration? And bring all your relatives, bring your families." And so when they came for that Thanksgiving celebration, and the Indians showed up with their 90 relatives, and the colonists, they said, "Oh my, we can't feed that many." And so Squanto and his family went back home, and they brought food from their place. And actually, most of the food that was there was food that the Indians had prepared or had helped the colonists. And some of the things that they had, let's see now, what was it? I found it here somewhere. There. It happened that the Indians supplied the majority of the food. They had 5 deer. They had many wild turkeys, so turkeys is appropriate. They had fish. They had beans. They had squash, corn soup, cornbread, berries. It doesn't say anything about pumpkin pie, but they had to have had something like that because that is a real tradition. Yeah. And what was sort of neat is, you know, this was not the first Thanksgiving for the Indians that year, because the group of the Indians that Squanto came from actually celebrated their own Thanksgiving 6 times a year, at different times during the year, celebrating the plenty that they had gotten from the forests and the seas and the land. This was actually their 5th celebration, and they celebrated for 3 days, a wonderful time when the Indians and the settlers and were all coming together and enjoying that time of fellowship. Isn't that a neat story about Thanksgiving? It's not the last word about how the Indians and the settlers got together, and it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that it didn't always work out that way. What we need to remember, though, when we get together on Thanksgiving, on Thursday, and we're getting ready to cut the turkey and the pumpkin pie, is to remember a time when people got together and they celebrated what wonderful things God had done in their lives. And they were different kinds of people, and they had different kinds of backgrounds, and it never mattered. And then try to go out from Thanksgiving and do that the rest of the year, learning how to live with everybody and celebrating what God can do for you. Okay?